Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And yeah, we're doing it again, man. We're teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters because this is a darn good cause. It is. We're putting new coats on kids that need them this holiday season. You see what it's getting like out there. It's going to get colder, and these kids need coats. All it takes is $20, and a kid gets a brand new coat. That is awesome.
I'm looking at the website, KSW.com, and it's really cool to see some people that are donating, putting in some money. Shout out to Tom, who donated enough for a couple of coats. They've been wanting to donate for years, just haven't been in the right spot all this year. Time to give back. I hope this helps. And also a shout out to a certain person that's involved with our show, the lovely Mrs. Enfuego, who donated enough money to raise for two coats.
Oh, yeah, she totally did that. That's wicked awesome.
Yeah.
All it takes is $20.
Wow, shout out. Now I have to do it, don't I?
Yeah, so true. So damn true. Hey, listen, any donation helps. If you can't even do the full 20, do what you can because it all adds up to get these new coats on kids. And if you've got social networks, spread the word if that's all you can do because then maybe some of your friends can help out. It's a great cause, and it all goes to the kids in the Pacific Northwest. That's really cool. Coats for kids, we need your help. Go to KISW.com to donate today.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa. B-Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. And it's time to turn down for tacos.
Charge out for what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, make that terrible Tuesday better with some tacos.
All right. Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Do it.
Do it. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Thomas in Olympia. Thomas, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Excellent.
What's up, BJ?
Hey, what's up, Thomas?
What's he playing for today?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Hey, man, we're trying to play a game here. Stop the small talk.
How you doing, BJ?
Yeah, how you doing, BJ?
Oh, man, I just had a delicious slow-roasted sandwich from Starbucks. I'm doing really well.
Slow-roasted ham and Swiss, the greatest sandwich ever invented.
Ooh, yeah, so one thing I have to give breakfast. Steve credit for. Steve doesn't know anything about movies, but his food choice is pretty damn good.
Oh, was that a recommendation from Steve there?
That's my go-to.
Nice.
That's his go-to, and I decided to go to it myself, and it's like I'm having a hard time going to anything else.
But I already had breakfast, so I had to watch BJ eat it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was surprised that Steve's, you know, he was really reserved. He was able to make it happen.
I almost took it out of your hands and took a bite out of it. That would have been an alpha move right there.
You know what? But he deserves it. He's the one that came up with it.
That would have been so awesome.
Isn't Thomas glad he asked? How I was doing. See, I'm a lame-o. I had a sandwich and I loved it.
Thomas is glad, but everybody else isn't.
No.
Sure. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Thomas will win tickets to see Kiss if he beats me. Ooh, Kiss is going to be over at the Gorge Amphitheater on September 19th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Kiss, get your tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com.
This just in.
Uh-oh.
You can get slow-roasted Kiss sandwiches at kissonline.com.
Wow.
Slow roasted ham and Kiss.
Oh, yes. Ham and Kiss.
All right, Steve, get out of
here. I should have thought about that.
Wow.
Get out.
For those playing at home, Thomas will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. I hate that pun. Thomas, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
According to Exodus, the second plague of Egypt was of what amphibian?
Frogs.
Yes. Finish the song title from the 2014 Lego movie, Everything Is What?
All Right?
No.
Pass.
Which buddy cop franchise starred Will Smith and Martin Lawrence?
Bad Boys.
Yes. Adele's album 25 came out in which recent year?
2016.
No.
15.
Yes. Springfield, Massachusetts is the home for which sports Hall of Fame?
Basketball.
Yes. What is the name of the middle Tanner daughter on Full House?
Maybe pass is a good name, Thomas.
Pass.
In the game Battleship, how many hits does it take to sink an aircraft carrier?
Four.
No.
Three.
No.
Two.
No. Oh. Modern Warfare is the subtitle for which 2019 video game?
Call of Duty?
Yeah. One, two, three, four, five. Correct.
All right, right down the middle. He's an average student, this kid.
Not too bad. And now he's probably thinking about a nice, toasty, warm sandwich to eat with Kiss cheese on there.
Oh, is that what he's thinking? I think that's what you're thinking.
Yeah. Well, now I am thinking about that. I already had my own breakfast, but now I kind of want that.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Sorry.
Steve!
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Just do it!
Do it, Steve! According to Exodus, the second plague of Egypt was of what amphibian?
Locusts.
No.
Frogs.
Yes. Finish the song title from the 2014 Lego movie, Everything Is What?
Moderately cool.
No.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Which buddy cop franchise starred Will Smith and Martin Lawrence?
Bad Boys.
Bad
yes.
Boys, what you gonna do?
Adele's album 25 came out in which recent year?
Ooh, 2016.
No.
2017.
No.
2018.
No.
2019?
Nope. Springfield, Massachusetts is the home for which sports Hall of Fame?
Not baseball. Not football, definitely not hockey, so basketball.
Yes! What is the name of the middle Tanner daughter on Full House?
Stephanie.
Yes!
Don't mess with me with those kind of questions. You know I know what's up.
Wow. In the game Battleship, how many hits does it take to sink an aircraft carrier?
Three.
No.
Six.
No.
Damn it. I want to say the other one, but I know it's wrong.
Four. No.
Damn it.
Five? Yep. Modern Warfare is the subtitle to which 2019 video game?
Call of Duty.
Yes.
Duty.
Which year did The Walking Dead begin airing on AMC?
2014.
No. One, two, four, five, six. You win, Steve. 6-5.
Squeak that out. Sorry, Thomas.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, get yourself a slow-roasted ham and kiss sandwich, and you should be fine, my friend.
And where is that available?
KissOnline.com.
I hate that I enjoyed that so much.
Are you really, though?
Yeah,
by the way, I have a bone
really.
To pick with somebody.
I'm the man who beat somebody.
Yeah.
We have a bone to pick about.
I think you should have a bone to pick with this, too. I'd like to know the definition of recent in Rev's mind.
Yeah.
4 years ago is recent.
No.
Yes.
That's like forever ago.
It is not forever ago.
I don't.
It's recently. I mean, if you think about it, it's recent.
Yeah.
I feel like recent to be within a 3-year window.
But then that wouldn't be worthy of a guess there because it would just be.
But then your ocean guess, there's really only three things to guess on that.
There's plenty of oceans out there.
And anytime you ask a question, it's either the Pacific, Atlantic, and rarely, but sometimes, it's the Indian.
Okay, so maybe we'll change that up a little bit.
No, don't. I like that.
Oh, okay.
I think there's only. Are there any other oceans out there?
The Arctic Ocean.
I think that's the three oceans. I mean, there are more.
That's the Arctic Ocean.
The seven seas. Is there an Arctic Ocean? Oh, you'll have to use that as a guess.
I will have to on that one.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you figured out that it was 2015. I guess recent isn't correct on that one. Whatever.
I mean, it's a nitpicky thing to say.
It sure is.
Yeah, it is. And then five. It takes five to sink an aircraft carrier. I think we figured that as well. Yeah. The only one you didn't get to, what year did The Walking Dead begin airing on AMC?
Oh, my gosh. They're in their eighth season.
No, they are not.
No, they're in their 10th season.
They are.
Yes. Oh, God bless the USA, which means that would make that 2000 and... What's this? This 19? Would it be 2009?
You almost had it.
10? It
2010,
is
10? Yeah.
It was 2010.
Yeah, it is 2010.
Ah, dang it, math.
I love how you're just trying to figure it out there.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right, because there's 9 years, that would be 10 seasons. Oh, damn, I almost had it.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 6 correct.
Hey, good for you, Steve. You know what that means, don't you? Call number 6. Guess what you're doing? You're checking out Kiss at the Gorge in September of next year. Caller number, what is it, 6? Yeah, caller 6 at 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations, caller 6. You got Kiss tickets. This is really nuts. And it's nuts because Tom Hanks did not know this before he decided to be Mr. Rogers, which is coming out soon.
It's when this weekend.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very soon.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
This is trippy.
Oh, to be my neighbor.
So Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers. And he's a good call, and everyone's saying it's a great movie, and I'm going to see it myself. So after he takes the role, does the movie, what's the matter?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I know, it just says it's in 40X. What the hell do you need to see Mr. Rogers in 40X for?
Yeah, well, maybe when the train goes into the little tunnel, you're shaking your chair, and I don't know. And I don't know what they'd be throwing air at you or water. I don't even want to know what's going on there.
If my wife wasn't pregnant, I'd be like, babe, we need to go see this movie in 4DX.
Yeah, that is, you're right. What's Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood doing in 4DX?
Unless it's just at the 4DX theater, but it's not in the 4DX actual room.
Oh, no,
I want
it in 4DX now, dude. That's all I'm saying.
I'm very confused by that, though.
But here's the thing, man. This is the wildest thing ever. So Tom Hanks gets the role, and he does the part, does the movie. It's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Then his wife, Rita Wilson, says, you know, I did an ancestry chart on you. And, you know, it does basically a DNA thing, right? And turns out...
Well, his wife didn't do it. Access Hollywood did.
Oh, Access Hollywood did this. Oh, well, I'm giving Rita a lot of credit.
Reading is fundamental.
Yeah, it surely is. So Access Hollywood, this is really wild. Man, oh, man. I wondered what even possessed Access Hollywood to do this. They decided to do an ancestry chart and a test on Tom Hanks.
Probably just something fun to do. You know, I mean, it's like, hey, wouldn't that be crazy if they're somehow connected?
Yeah, I guess I would have never thought of that. Good on them. And it turns out, yeah, Tom Hanks and Mr. Rogers are connected. They're sixth cousins.
Our friends at Ancestry did some digging. You are related to Fred Rogers.
Possible. No, you're pulling our leg. Let's look at this.
How far away is it?
Wait, look at a Mefford. A Mefford.
I know, yeah,
you
Mefford.
Six cousins with Fred Rogers.
Look, Ernest Hanks.
Well, listen.
Amos Hanks.
It all just,
we keep this?
It all just
absolutely
comes together.
This is
see
crazy.
Do you have any idea?
Well, I would like to see if Johnny Depp is related to Fred Rogers. Can you find out from Ancestry.com?
That's actually a good question. Is it like a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon where everybody is really related to each other?
So that's they must have found, they looked up all the Hankses and found out one that was related to Tom. Because you have to have your DNA. But if they found another Hanks that they knew was related to Tom, they traced that guy. And then they found out that, oh, that guy's related to Rogers, and so was Tom Hanks.
Somehow they must have figured out that Tom Hanks and his family is also connected to the Melfords. Or the Meffords, or Meffords.
Okay, there we
go. And then they realize that Fred Rogers is also a little bit more distant, but at some point connected to the Meffords.
That is bizarre. So the guy that he's playing, the guy who was on TV all these years, they were related.
Did you know his cousin? Because wasn't there like Mayor, was it Mayor McFeely? Wasn't there like a McFeely in the Mr. Rogers neighborhood?
Was that Captain Kangaroo?
Oh,
I can't remember.
But he has a McFeely in his family. I thought that'd be kind of funny if one of his characters was named after some distant relative.
Yeah, which by the way, I always thought that was a weird name for anybody on a kid's show.
Yeah, if your last name is McFeely,
you
really have to do everything in your power to never do anything that could be considered somewhat inappropriate.
Yeah, you got to change that name.
Like you have to be the squeaky cleanest, whatever the word would be.
It's just like you know, what if he's
squeaky cleanest?
Yeah, exactly.
Squeakiest clean.
Imagine if he decided to become a priest, Father McFeely. No, I mean it just doesn't work.
Mr. McFeely was the primary employee of the Speedy Delivery Service.
On what show?
On Mr. Rogers.
Oh, he was on Mr. Rogers.
He was on Mr. Rogers, so you're correct there.
So that's how he got the name.
Oh, they gave it after one of their
aunts?
He
gave it as a nod. Yeah.
That's really cool. It's still the wrong name, Fred.
Oh, it's a creepy-sounding name, and it's unfortunate because I'm sure the guy was a good dude.
Yeah, he probably was a good dude.
According to some sources, Mr. McFeely's original name was to be Mr. McCurdy.
Yeah.
But Fred Rogers named him after the man who was the show's benefactor at the time.
Oh, I get it. Well, Fred Rogers just wasn't McFeeling it and decided he was calling me McFeely.
Oh!
That's it. That's cool. Rita, his wife, was much more impressed than he was.
She's like, stop it.
Yeah. I mean, because that cool. is cool stuff. But Tom's just like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Well, because I would think like him, what is it? Like, everybody's somehow connected to somebody.
Yeah, but
you
six,
go down deep enough.
Six cousins, yeah. though, isn't that far away, if you ask me.
And you know, there's like some like intern that figured that all out. Everyone made fun of it at the office. But, like, some stoner intern's like, I wonder if this is actually any kind of connection. And they're all like, you're wasting your time and energy. And it turns out they're all right.
And is Tom Hanks just hallucinating? I mean, you're right. It's Kevin Bacon that's connected to everybody. I don't know where he got Johnny Depp.
No, I think he was just saying that as a joke.
Yeah.
Like, look, I bet Johnny Depp's also related. I don't think it was any kind of...
It's just funny. He pulled Johnny Depp's name out of
the first celebrity he thought of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good for Johnny Depp. He's like, oh, look at that. Tom Hanks thinks of me first. I guess I'm a guy.
I'm sure that Johnny Depp is putting zero thought into this.
Kevin Bacon's like, I'm the guy everyone's connected to. That's my Jesus thing, Christ. Tom. Jesus. All right, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. Branding's important. Clearly, very important. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. This is where you pick the topic. This is where you guide the show. What do you want to talk about? You related to Mr. Rogers, too?
I am.
Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999, whatever you want to talk about. Do remember, though, when you do Listeners on the Loose, Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. Show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you will be gone. Say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
And I think we have to start off Listeners on the Loose on a high note, a positive note today.
Very, very high note. I love having this guy in every year, and it's for an incredible cause to help put coats on kids. And please welcome to the show from the Washington State Council of Firefighters, Dean Shelton.
There he is.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm pumped, dude.
Are you pumped?
Well, because earlier this morning we talked about Coats for Kids, and I went on the website. You know, we have a goal of raising X amount of dollars. On our website, it says $35,000.
That's what we want to do.
Coats that we want to raise. And then earlier this morning, I was like, oh, we're at $666 raised so far. We just started.
Okay.
And I was like, that's not a good number to stay at. We have
to fix this.
And within like 20 minutes later, I look at the thing, and now we're at 808.
Oh, cool.
So now we got the deep bass going. We got 808.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, so keep,
good.
Keep sending in money, keep raising money, keep doing the good thing. And shout out to some of the people that have just recently donated. People like Lori, military veteran, wanted to help where I can. Gary, a bunch of other people as well, including one lady donated a bunch of money where I can find it. Oh, Sharon, and she just wrote, kids need coats.
That's a fact, and that's why Dean is here. And of course, we were fortunate enough to be at the big fancy dinner that you guys had, and you were really kind to us. And even though we really believe, you know, you guys do all the work at the Washington State Council of Firefighters show, we tell people about what's going on with Coats for Kids and how they can donate. But you guys really do all the legwork. You put the whole thing together, and then you get those kids into those coats' hands, or vice versa. Yeah. I should say the kids.
Yeah,
in the coats
don't undersell yourself. I mean, ultimately, this is a great partnership. I mean, our partnership over the years is. Allowed us to do what we do, but we wouldn't be able to do that without the help of your listeners and the promotion from you all, and that really is what's important in it. And I really think it's a team, right? It's a total team effort to get out there and put coats on kids, and there no doubt kids need coats.
Yeah, and it's a simple thing. It was like $20 is all it takes to put a brand new coat on a kid.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's an amazing opportunity for our members to get into the school and engage with the kids. And then obviously leaving them with a coat. And, you know, usually we have stickers or a fire helmet that we leave with them as well. It's just a great opportunity to engage with them and really give them kind of that energy like Steve was talking about right before we came on air. You know, having energy and giving kids reason to be in school and to learn and to be better as they progress in their education.
And a lot of us, you know, don't know, but like, you know, like nearly 300,000 kids are in poverty here in Washington State. And that's what we're doing. We're really doing it for the Pacific Northwest. This is what this is all about.
Yeah, this is a program that's taken off nationwide, Operation Warm. And, you know, our partner back there, Laura, does a great job of helping us be successful. And but this is money that stays here in Western Washington. And we divide that money up. And some of it goes north, some of it goes south, and we find the kids that need them the most, and we put coats on kids.
That's fantastic. And all it takes, man, like I said, is just $20 to put a brand new coat in a kid in need. And if you don't have the full 20, that's fine. Whatever you got, it could, because it all does add up to get to that 35 that we're looking for, that 35,000. And it's just staggering to think that what it does for a child when you guys, because you presented them to children, and we take for granted what it's like to get a new coat. And it is like Christmas time when you guys walk in.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we plan these things out, and we really take that full advantage of that. You know, we interact with the teachers, who interact with the kids, who obviously teach the kids, and then our firefighters obviously have an opportunity also to teach with them, and really kind of see, we see them at their worst moment. I hate to be cliche, but we see them at their worst moments. This is an opportunity for our members to see where there isn't a trauma or there isn't somebody sick in their family, and really at a happy moment, where school for most of us was a pretty good time for most of us.
And the idea of getting a new coat, you know, again, you just don't think about it, but it's not just about keeping them warm, but it also is good for their mental situation.
Yeah, nobody wants to be the kid that comes to school that doesn't have a coat or doesn't have, you know, the cool shoes. And these coats are super nice. They're super warm. They look great. And the kids are excited about having them. I mean, they literally have a step, you know, they're high stepping on the way home wearing these coats and sharing with their other family members or their friends that they got these brand new coat from a firefighter, and they're excited. There's no doubt about it.
And again, man, all you got to do is go to KISW.com, and that's where you can put $20 down or whatever you can do, whatever money you can donate to help put these new coats on these kids. It's a pretty awesome situation.
Absolutely. I'm looking to say that some more people have just been donating. It's just really cool just to see everybody that's making it a point to say that the idea of having a kid not have a coat, it's just a terrible thought, and I have to donate any amount that I can. And it's cool because some people have $20. That's great. It's $40, $150. It's awesome that people are just chipping in with whatever they can.
Yeah, even if it's the cost of one coffee a week. You know, if you do $5, you know, that's one coffee that, you know, most of us could probably do without anyway. $20 would be about four or five coffees, and you know what, I think all of us can afford
that. Here, come over to our place.
We'll absolutely.
Coffee.
Oh, all right, perfect.
You got to come here, though.
We've solved it.
Yes.
Yeah, we've done it. The other thing, too, is a lot of folks have social networking. So if you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, you're on whatever, you know, you're on the gram, you're on the chat, whatever. What you can do is you can let people know. Just send the link that we have. You can go to KISW.com. You can see the page. Just, you know, copy, paste, however you do it. If you can't give money, then how about you give it to your network and see if maybe they can help us out?
Absolutely. You know, and if there's corporations out there that want to challenge their employees to do that, we'll, I'm sure we'd be happy to put their name up on the Facebook page there and show appreciation for that. But maybe to create a contest within the contest. Obviously, we're trying to collect $35,000 here through KSW. What a better way than through your listeners that are out there working and doing things out in the community as well. And you know what? We'd love to give credit where credit's due. And this is a partnership. We are part of the community, and we'll continue to be that. And giving coats to kids is just another example of our members who are giving, not just when they're on duty, but when they're off duty. This all happens off duty for our members, and we'll bring a fire engine along, but our members commit to this off duty. So it's a great opportunity to get into these schools, both on and off duty.
Uh-oh, the Rev just stepped it up. Got on our show. He just put down the gauntlet. He just donated money.
Because his wife did. It made him look bad.
And he donated more than his wife.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Oh. Get that $50.
She did enough for two. I did enough for 2.5.
Ah, so you think she's going to one-up you now?
We could.
If she adds to hers, are you going to have this back and forth thing? Because I think that would be wonderful if the two of you just keep trying to one-up each other and the kids benefit.
There's worse ways to spend money. So. Yeah,
that's a very good point. Yeah. And shout out to Chris, just donated some money.
What's up, Chris?
I just want to help out.
Yeah, we could create coat wars, right? Instead of storage wars, we'll do coat wars. just keep bidding it up.
Yeah, I got to step it up.
Yeah.
And I get 3 coats and some change.
Oh, yeah, you're going to do it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
$20 a coat, right?
Yeah, there 3 you
coats
go.
And some change, $69. Sounds good, right, boys?
Perfect. Nice.
No?
Yes. No, don't encourage him. I mean, it is for a good
cause.
It's
for the kids.
Though. Yeah, it's for the kids. Okay.
Come on, 69 crew. Okay. All of us. All the people that listen, they yell 69 at me in public.
Yeah, but you're
put
not allowed.
Anywhere your mouth is.
Yeah, no, that's not the way to say that. Anyway, well, you're not allowed to go near the children. That's all I'm going to say is we'll take your money, but with the 69 crew is going to have to skip out on the presentation, I'm afraid.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, okay. You know, I think we'll just let the firefighters present the coats. I think that would be the best thing.
Well, you know, anytime you guys want to come out with us, let us know. And I know it's tough with your guys' schedule in the morning, but we still would love to have, you know, the members there come with us and see what it actually is like to give coats to kids.
Well, so. You've told us. I mean, it's no doubt about it. Who would want to be there just to see a kid light up? You know, it's and really, and just over something my brain goes, it's as simple as a coat, but boy, to them, it is so much more.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it really is more about them feeling very, very proud about being in school and being a part of this community, and really just, you know, the coat is kind of secondary. Really, this is about kids feeling good about themselves. When they feel good about themselves, they'll learn.
Yep.
And when they when they're doing that, they're successful, and they move, you know, to the next grade, and then in life, they'll be successful.
And that voice you're hearing is Dean Shelton. He's with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. We're again partnered up here at The Rock, where we are basically saying, yes, you need a coat, you're a kid, we want to get one on you. Trying to raise $35,000 so we can get all these coats on kids who need them, because, look, there are over 300,000 kids pretty much that are in poverty, and a lot of those kids do not have a warm coat, and we're getting to that season. I mean, it's been nasty out the last couple days, and not to have a coat that'll protect you from the rain, protect you from the cold, a lot of kids are in that situation.
Yeah, Washington State is definitely a great example of a place where you need a coat, and this time of year, there's little doubt between the gray, the wet, and the wind, you know, you're going to need a coat. And if you're cold, it's really hard to focus. It's like being hungry. Both of those things really are not conducive to learning. And, you know, putting a coat on a kid and making sure that they have plenty to eat are two things that everybody should not have to take for granted. You know, we take for granted.
Yeah, and as a child, you know, how do you reconcile that when you just see the world being what it is? You're like, dude, I mean, I'm a little kid. You're supposed to be taking care of me. How is it that I don't have this?
Yeah, I agree, BJ. I was lucky as a kid. Obviously, that wasn't my predicament, but we see every day these situations in which, you know, they're unfortunate where there isn't enough money in the house and they don't have the ability to buy coats, or they have to decide between putting food on the table or putting a coat on a kid. And this is where we can step our game up and help out and make sure that they have both.
Yeah, it's something we can all agree on.
Ryan Castle just stepped up big.
What?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, boy.
Castle knows what's up.
The drunk in charge. Is he beating this? So now, you know, Rev, you got to top that now.
Oh, now you got to top
that. I got to top that? I just topped my wife. Well, that's a whole other story, but we're talking about donating. Okay, come on. Jeez. Keep it clean. We're talking with Coach Kids for kind of that. Yeah, $20 is all it takes. That's the beautiful thing about it. It is so simple, is that what we're doing is we're putting coats on kids that need them. And you're like, oh, really? There are kids that don't have coats? Yes. What does it cost? $20, which is a very reasonable price. And these coats look good. The kids are actually, they get to pick colors. I mean, they look.
Seahawk colors one looking over here.
Well, that's mine. Brought don't in. Even look at that one, Steve. That's mine. I mean, I'm going to be
like. I
can't
fit in that.
I know, but I can't fit in it either, but I'm going to try. I'm going to be like Chris Farley, but that's a good looking coat.
Yeah, these are nice. I mean, they're obviously warm, and they keep people dry, yeah. And they got a nice hood on them. The colors, you know what? Every school is a little different. Some days the Seahawks colors are popular. Some days another color is popular. And the great thing is that
as long as it's not 49ers colors.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no red and gold. No red and gold.
We don't need to see that. Yeah.
No, sir.
Steve.
What?
We have a new donator.
Uh-oh.
Brandon is part of the 69 crew.
What?
He donated $69.
Thanks, Brandon.
Oh, Brandon, you're awesome. A man after my own heart.
That is a great crew, actually. You know what?
He even wrote part of the 69 crew. Thanks,
KISW.
Boom.
All right, listen, if we can get people to be part of the 69 crew and you can drop $69 for coats,
yes,
that is going to get 3.5 coats done just like that. That's pretty awesome.
Todd just earned enough to buy a coat. That's really awesome. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd. 69 crew, huh? If that actually ends up putting us over the top, I mean, it's one of the dumbest, genius things you've ever done in your life.
I bet Gronk would get involved.
Oh, yes. All right.
And we've talked about that, right? There's got to be some, you know, the Sounders obviously just won the MLS Cup. Obviously,
right?
The Seahawks. I mean, Russell's pretty busy, but there's got to be.
Russell's up for being a part of the 69.
You know what? Maybe somebody out there with one of those organizations would like to be part of this and drop their name into the club as well. But
that would be great.
We would love to have them. What a great partnership. The firefighters and an athlete and radio DJs there would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. It's hard for anybody to say it's not a great cause. $20, brand new coat, put it on a kid that needs one. Dean Shelton from the Washington State Council of Firefighters. You've been our go-to guy for all this, Dean, and you guys and all of the folks and part of the crew, Operation Warm, have done an amazing job. So it's our turn. It's your turn. Whatever you can give, or if you can spread on your social networks, it's pretty simple. Go to KISW.com. Just look for Coats for Kids. Do the best you can. Donate whatever you can. Be part of the 69 Club.
That's right. Join me with the 69 crew.
Dean, appreciate you coming in, buddy.
I appreciate everything you guys have done. We, the firefighters and the Washington State Council of Firefighters, appreciate all that KISW has done for this program, and we're going to continue to do what we do, but we couldn't do it without you, so thank you very much.
Coats for Kids, KISW.com, and now it's time for you to pick the topic, you to guide the show. Listeners on the loose, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Ken in Tacoma. Ken, you are on The Rock.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Ken, welcome to the show. What you got, bud?
So, for me and my family, the Monopoly bartering system has always been part of the game. And it was actually incorporated into how I was going to propose to my wife.
Oh, really?
Yep. So, my wife usually would just clean the table with me at it. And so, I was like, okay, I'll have it so that when I'm all out of money, I'll propose that she let me win if she marries me.
Oh.
Well, it turns out that I just destroyed her. And so I got to the end, and I should also preface it with I had two kind of not quite sincere proposals before that with her. And so I said, how about I propose this? And which point she buries her head on the table, puts a blanket over her head, and says, your proposal stuck.
Wow.
Did you then tell her about your friend Steve who barely proposed to his wife by handing over a box and said, here, and then said, my proposal did not suck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve, we're so smooth.
Yeah. Right? It's amazing that women like us.
At least she married you, though, buddy.
That's very true.
Yeah, well, stick with that.
I'm so lucky.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Ken. This all stems back to the fact that I think I'm the only person in America that didn't realize that you could negotiate Monopoly. I was never taught that way, and I haven't played the game in decades because I play a bunch of other board games.
Because you're a board game noob, according to some people.
Yeah, I know. This is what I want to hear, and it's irritating. I don't know why I'm letting it irritate me, but it irritates the hell out of me.
Never going to live it down.
No, and you, of course, you think you know something. Of course, you get that look in your face like, oh, hey.
Right, you're so excited to share that with us, and we're all like, yeah, man, we all do that.
Yeah.
That's how we play the game.
Someone should have warned me that I was a noob. Nobody did. I'm going to blame Vicky.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Vicky set me up.
Someone's message said, Migs, I just saw on the KSW site for Coach for Kids that you donated more than $69. I'm confused.
Yeah, I thought you were part of the 69
why?
Club.
What the heck? Well, because you can click to cover all the charges.
Oh,
because you know it's like website stuff, whatever
yeah.
it may be.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
then it equals out to 70. I didn't know this until it goes through, and then it shows up as $71.90.
Oh, what a failure you are!
But I made sure to put hashtag 69 crew represent.
Okay,
so, a lot of people are donating $69.
They really
the
are
for kids. It's crazy. Like Jeff, and I'm going to count the $71 crew as well
right.
because that's $69. But they were just willing to cover that. Nathan. This is Ashley. Oh, nice. We got a lady in the 69 crew.
You got a lot of 69 Club crew people.
Justin.
It's a great idea. This is brilliant.
They're going to be like, what the hell is going on? We're raising all this money, but everyone's donating $69.
Yeah, then they're going to figure it out.
Somebody in part of the Coach for Kids office is going to be like, nice.
Nice. Of course they are. Well, listen, however we get
Josh
it done.
Josh Brown.
Oh,
Josh. $69.
Oh, I wish that was the Josh Brown we know.
Well,
former kicker.
We now know this one.
All right. Perfect. Nice. So Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. By the way, go to KISW.com and click on Coach for Kids if you'd like to make a donation. Be part of the 69 Club and donate $69.
Yeah, that's three coats right there, baby.
That's 3.5 coats, buddy.
That's true.
Two people do it. Well, you know what we got 7 coats.
So it says, BJ, don't feel bad. I didn't know that about Monopoly either, but I'm an idiot.
Well, there's that, yeah.
So it's a negotiating Monopoly. I once traded a property for 2 slices of pizza.
It counts.
That's awesome.
Yeah, see, that's my problem with that is that I can't play a game where you can negotiate outside the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that. You got to negotiate with the resources that the game has.
It's like a house rule.
Yeah, I'm not a house rule guy.
Yeah, BJ's going to negotiate the way you negotiate.
Yeah, you're not a house rule guy, but you're not a read the rules guy either. You didn't know the rules.
Listen, when it comes to your first games as a child, which Monopoly is one of the first games, you count on your siblings to tell you that you have to believe what they're telling you is true. Just like if I teach you how to play a game, if I teach you wrong, what are you going to do? You're going to blame the rule book? No, you'll blame me because I taught you the game
true.
Wrong.
True. Very true. But didn't your siblings also mess with you by making you wear like a shirt that embarrassed you or something like that one time in school? Like a jacket,
no, my brother
with the wings.
Got me. My brother got me. It was Fly United. He brought it home from Vietnam, and it was it said Fly United on the back. And I was too young to know the two birds were doing it.
Right, so you trust that person to teach you how to play Monopoly?
Well, again, he's your sibling. How do you know they're being that? But you don't know until you know. And like now, once I got, I mean, look, I was the coolest kid in school. I was wondering why all the good guys were, all the bad guys were being nice to me.
Right.
But they're like, dude, you're usually kind of lame, but that's pretty cool jacket. And I'm like, yeah, my brother got it from the war. You know, I'm like,
from the war.
From the war. That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, you know, and all of a sudden the principal's like,
sex war.
Yeah, you can't be wearing that. And I was like, oh.
Somebody wanted to know if we saw the thing in South Dakota about the anti-drug ads that they're running.
Oh, wow.
But you know what? If you ever want to feel like you are not too stupid for your job, that you'll make it in life, just know about the South Dakota PR department, because they just unveiled a brand new anti-meth campaign, which, of course, is a wonderful thing. You know, meth is, we know here in the Pacific Northwest what a problem it can be. So they said, well, we want to have a slogan to really show folks that we are ready to fight meth and stop this problem. So here's their slogan. Meth, we're on it.
Like, I understand what they mean, but...
Wow. Yeah, again, we get you're on top of the problem. We know that's what you mean, meth, we're on it. Yeah, I'm on
right.
it. I got it. But it's still, when you read it, it's meth, we're on it. It's like, yeah, that's the problem. You need to get off it. But wow. Now South Dakota, the government's on it too? We'll never stop meth if all the politicians
that's
are on
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Yeah. So Christy Noem, she's the governor of South Dakota, says she doesn't mind that people are making fun of the accidental double meaning on social media. Oh, is she trying to say they meant this? She says the goal of the campaign was to raise awareness about South Dakota's meth problem, and that is definitely happening. Well, I give her credit. I mean, it's if indeed they intended this, that they knew that people would say, oh, it's going to sound like you guys are on meth rather than you're on the problem. And she's like, I don't care. That means people will talk about it, including idiots from Seattle. They might say something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, you know, Christy Noem, guess what? Good call.
That always cracks me up. I always love those, like, articles that you see people post, like, pictures of, like, newspaper clippings where they forgot a comma. And it's like, it changes the entire subject.
Yes, it does.
Those are always my favorites.
I'm all of a sudden, like, I'm liking Christy Noem, and I think she should run for president.
Oh, yeah?
Well, she's a governor, and they usually say if you're a governor, you pretty much have great experience at running, like, a country since you run
and
a state.
And she loves meth.
And she's on meth, so why not? Let's do this.
She's on it, right? That's what she says.
That's awesome. Congratulations to South Dakota.
Another person says, have you guys heard about the story about that person that's suing Burger King because they felt that their vegan Whoppers are being cooked on the grills with meat?
Oh, my daughter would be totally part of this class action. If it becomes a class action, she'd join in.
Yeah?
Because she does not like the
it
idea.
It is a class action, I believe.
Well, then, Sarah, jump in. Have one of those burgers so we can get some cash. I can understand why. Because of the fact that people are saying, look, dude, you're saying the Impossible Burger at Burger King, which is the Impossible Whopper, they're claiming it's vegan. But the folks in this lawsuit go, no, it's not, because you're cooking it on the same grills as meat, which means how can there not be meat products? And you might go, is this really pinching? You know, are you really nitpicking? But
if what you're doing it is for belief in a certain set of values, they're absolutely right.
Yeah, if you fried nuts on that grill, which, of course, hey, who doesn't? Hey, hashtag 69 Club. If you fried nuts on that grill and then served burgers to people that had peanut allergies, you sure as hell would be in a lot of trouble because they would get sick because of the fact that, you know, they can't have nuts anywhere near it. They got to even say there are nuts in this facility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing for vegans. Their thing is, look, don't give me meat anywhere near where my thing is. And, well, they're frying it on the meat fryer, basically.
I know we've been to some restaurants from time to time where the waiter or the waitress will know for sure that my wife is vegan, and then they'll say, and they're like, hey, just to let you know, those French fries are cooked in the same oil that cooks our chicken strips or whatever it may be, just so you know. And that's something that, I mean, maybe Burger, I know that it's part of their fine print, but...
Yeah, but fine print, and that's what they said. Well, we have it in our fine print broilers, but then it's not vegan. You can't say, there's no amount of fine print that can allow you to put the word vegan on anything when it's not vegan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just to me is wrong. And the fact that they put fine print there really irritates me. I hate to say it. It means that they thought mm-hmm. there would be a thing, but they
cover our ass fine print.
But they wanted to put the word vegan on there, and you just look bad. It's like, come on, guys, you look bad.
Right, if you're hoping that a vegan's going to come and enjoy Burger King, which is cool, like they're offering that option, but you got to make sure that it's then 100% cool for somebody that is that. Otherwise, then why do you have that on your menu?
Yeah, this
because
is...
the health is not. It's not like someone's going to get the Impossible Burger because they want lower calories. It's not. We've learned and we've talked about it. Those things are Impossible Burgers or like the Beyond Meat Burgers aren't necessarily healthier.
No,
it's just that they're plant based, so that somebody who doesn't eat meat can enjoy a burger.
And look, there is, I really believe this is happening. There is a push in our society to get us to stop farming cattle. I don't know if it's right or wrong. You have many arguments over this. I mean, if you're in the cattle business and the meat business, you're probably kind of bummed out because, like, this is my livelihood. What the hell am I going to do? Or if you're a person that just loves the taste of meat. But there is an obvious push for the carbon footprint, if you will, of society to be reduced, and that supposedly plant-based protein foods will be better for us as a society moving forward as far as global warming and all that stuff, as opposed to just people doing it for dietary reasons. There's the idea we should do it for global reasons.
Sure.
And therefore, those people wouldn't care if there's like meat products on there. They're not doing it for veganism or vegetarianism. They're just doing it for another reason. But you can't put vegan in the friggin' word. You just can't do it in fact, it's fried around meat. You just can't do it.
And some people brought up a point. It's not like they say it's for vegans on Burger King. I mean, they definitely do have a... They can fight this in that sense. Because it's not like anywhere on the menu is it going to say, for vegans only. It just says it's plant-based.
Oh.
It just says it's an Impossible Burger.
Oh, well, but I didn't know that. I thought they were putting vegan somewhere.
Who are you appealing? Who are you hoping that's going to enjoy this? If you're a carnivore, who's someone that loves meat, why don't you just get the damn Whopper with the regular way?
That's a good point. This headline was deceiving, Steve, because it said it's not as vegan as it's advertised to be. So why would they put that phrase, it's not as vegan as it's advertised to be, if they're using the word?
I have no idea.
Wording from the headline then, because Burger King's
fake news.
Yeah, it is fake news. If they never use the word vegan, then they're fine. They're just, what they're saying is, we serve the Impossible Burger, which everybody knows is meat free.
So says, if I were vegan though, I probably wouldn't eat at a restaurant called Burger King.
Well, vegan burgers are going to, I mean, they're still, I mean Impossible Burgers.
Burgers and stuff as well, too.
Oh, so. They're cracking jokes, guys. Chill the F out.
I'm pissed.
I'm sorry.
I'm pissed about Monopoly.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, I'm still mad. I'm not a noob gamer.
I'm just waiting for KFC to put out those damn plant-based Kentucky Fried Chicken thing they're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
My wife and I want to eat them.
My wife.
Awesome. Who doesn't like the meat.
She doesn't like the meat, but she likes the bone. What? That's a song. That nobody ever knows but me.
Well, both of us are just true believers in.
I like fried chicken.
Hey, it's not real.
Hey, what do you want from me, huh? All right, here's a big question that needs an answer, and I know you can do this. What do Ryan Castle and Hallmark movies have in common? You're going to find out at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Hallmark movies have in common?
Well, I'm going to get you right in the feels.
Aw.
Deep.
Hey.
Right in the feel spot.
Thanks, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody says Steve's wife loves to watch all these all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Especially this time of year.
Yes. Two a day. That's what she averages.
Really? That's hysterical.
Not really, but maybe one a day.
Still, I can't throw stones, man. If you like something, I binge watch.
Yeah, they've got them all. I've learned and watched them all.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need a good cry.
Well, guess what, Steve? We can make some money for you and your family. You can get paid $1,000 to watch 24 Hallmark Christmas movies in 12 days. Your wife's already doing it.
Dude, we're doing
it.
That for free.
Yeah.
Hook us up.
Yeah, you go to CenturyLinkQuote.com and they will figure out how to get this done for you.
And they've started already, the Christmas movies.
Is your wife 18?
Yes.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure.
Is she exactly 18?
Yeah, that's the thing. She's got to be a U.S. resident and she's got to love Christmas. She's got that covered.
All of the above.
Yeah. Now, if you love Ryan Castle, it's because he's got a 12-pack. That's right. Why. He's up next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
So that was the reason why rumor has it they got back together in the first place, because they were all worried about Mick Mars' health.
Exactly.
And they felt like, you know, if we don't get this band going, get him moving, he's just going to sit and just kind of just wither away.
And what is he? Is he in his 60s?
He's 68.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, so he's getting, this is the big 69 tour.
This is the 69 tour.
They should be
tour.
Calling it Mick Mars' 69th birthday. Dot, dot, dot. Nice.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a five-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.